T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bill Pintar joins us from the Santa Barbara Foresters. They are in action later today at the NBC World Series, facing the Denver Cougars at 8:30 out at X Stadium. Santa Barbara undefeated so far in the tournament. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Bob. My best to you and Coach Davis. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We're always you've been a staple of this tournament for a long, long time, and we'd love to get you on and talk about it. So this looks like another very good baseball team that you've put together.
Well, if you had asked me in June, I would say we weren't very good. And we were striking out a lot. We were not playing very good defense, and we were walking a lot of hitters. And then right around the All-Star break, right before the All-Star break, we started putting it together, and then we started to roll. So I don't know, you don't do it on purpose, but we're kind of peaking. You know, we're kind of peaking right now, and we've got some WSU guys that are going to be involved in the next couple of days pretty good. And, I'm feeling good about it. I like this club, Bob. I like them.
Bill, what's one thing that stands out to you through all your years of coming to the tournament? Is there one special memory that you think of, or one game that was just an unbelievable game and an atmosphere at the old stadium? What sticks out in the back of your mind besides all of your championships?
I think one game was against the Hayes Larks, and it was in the tournament, but it wasn't at Lawrence Dumont, and it was out at Hutch. And it was a 15-16 extra inning game. And holy smokes. And it was against Hayes. And Jack Wilson was on that team, his brother. I think they set a record for the most home runs hit in that game. And it was a barn burner. And we ended up losing it. But I think that my most rewarding moment was beating Team USA in 1999 at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. I think we were the first team to get it done. Mickey Deutschman in San Diego did it a little bit later.
Uh-oh.
Guys, when they came here. And that was really a thrill, because we had to work really hard. We had scouting reports on every one of their guys. We knew pitchers that didn't look at second base. When he came in relief. His first pitch, he never looked at second. We had a man on first and second. We were losing. And I remember saying, we're going first pitch. My third base coach said, Coach, we're down. I said, well, yeah, we're down. But if we don't get trying to win, we're going to lose. We gotta do something here to make a move. We're playing Team USA. And sure enough, the guy came to a stretch, never looked at second. We stole second and third. And Patterson hit a ball off the wall, and we took the lead. I'll never forget that game. That was a wonderful game.
Bill Pintard, our guest, general manager of the Santa Barbara Foresters, one of the powerhouse NBC teams, more titles than any team now in NBC World Series history, a member of the California Collegiate League. We had Barry Aiden from the Seattle Studs on yesterday, and we talked about how you go about trying to compete with your team, Bill, and he said something interesting. And Barry, I really appreciate Barry because he's a thoughtful baseball guy, and I think he puts his mindset is, what do I need to do? What does our team need to do to compete and maybe knock off Santa Barbara? And one of the things he mentioned is that he looks for maybe unorthodox pitching to try to keep you guys at bay a little bit. Have you noticed that over the years?
Yes, I have. He hopes to bring in soft throwing guys. You know, Buddy Black. You know who Buddy Black is?
Oh,
manager,
yeah.
Big leagues. Pitched in the big leagues, Cleveland. And I got to know Buddy when he was with the Angels and I was with the Angels. Buddy used to say, the louder the crowd, the more intense the situation, the softer you throw. And there's something to that. Yep, unorthodox pitchers, yep, guys throw a lot of sliders, off-speed stuff. Yeah, that's we're seeing more of that. And Barry might have something on it on that.
Well, I mean, they've been a team that at least has been able at times to beat you, and that's rare in this day and age. And I just thought it was interesting the way he talked about how he's gone about doing that. So in this day and age, and I'll let Chris ask a question here in a second as well, but it feels like we also talked to Barry about the state of the World Series, and we ask you about that every year you're on this show, Bill, because it is changing. It has changed. It continues to change. And I'm not sure it's changing for the better. I'll let you answer that question. But it feels to me like we're coming to a time where we got to figure out how this thing moves forward and what the future of the NBC World Series is going to look like. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, we're going to have a little lunch together to talk about that, the direction of the NBC, because there needs to be made some changes to it because it's getting a little stale. I think not being able to play at that Riverfront Stadium is something. We got to play in it last year, and it was wonderful. It's a beautiful stadium. Guys take pride. It gives the tournament some credibility, playing in a place like that. Not that Wichita State's a beautiful place too, but the NBC had always had its own place. That was Lawrence Newmont Stadium. Now they don't have a home. So, yeah, there's some things that need to be made. But, you know, with all due respect to the management guys, they realize it too. And they want to get to, they're going to get together with some of the rank and file members to talk about moving forward and what we need to do and things like that, you know. So, yeah, there is a weird. What do you guys see in it?
Well, I mean, I'm. My years of going to the NBC World Series every night, like I did for so many years when I covered it, have come to an end. I don't go as often as I used to. I'm not drawn to it the way I used to be, and I used to get paid to go, obviously. But I also loved going as a fan when I was a kid. And Chris, my goodness, his ties to the NBC go even deeper with his dad, Larry, and his involvement. So I don't know. It's just it's a different thing right now. It lacks some of the bells and whistles that it used to have that I think were so attractive to people. And I just feel like it's we've come to a time and a place where I have to figure out what we want it to be and whether or not it's attainable.
You know, I think
the
luster is gone. And, you know, you can't put paint on it or a Band-Aid on it and think you can continue with 16 teams. But I got a question, and you're thinking way back, Bill, how bad has the NCAA baseball pushing their season back further and further. Kids going to summer school now. They can't play in summer teams for the most part. Pitching coaches saying, no, 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 you're not going anywhere. Is there some truth that the NCAA has maybe hurt the NBC a little bit?
I don't know if it's hurt the NBC, but it's definitely changed things. And now you can add in the portal, okay? And add in Major League Baseball is not doing it any favors. Major League Baseball, the draft, having the July draft in July 15th was really, really not good for summer baseball, and it's not good for college baseball. I could go on about this because they moved the draft up to June something. That's where it had been. So they had all summer to draft them. And the rule used to be the day before they walked into campus, they had to be signed. If they weren't signed before the day before they walked into school, they weren't eligible. Then the Major League Baseball and some of the guys, and actually one of my bosses is really in favor of, you know, wants to help college baseball. He says, no, we got to make the signing deadline July 15th. So these guys, these college guys, have a chance to do what they're going to do, right? So by moving it back so they could have a TV show at the All-Star game, hurt a lot of people. It hurt summer baseball because you got some kids playing, you know, they're not going to play because they're going to get drafted, or they want to play because they didn't think they played well enough. And then as soon as the draft comes, you know, four, five, six guys are off your team. So that hurt. And then you got the college moving the College World Series back. That hurts a little bit. But as long as the NBC has its dates in early August, then people can get enough baseball pulled in. I don't think, because there's only eight teams that go to Omaha. I think it's hurt a little bit, but not as much as all the other factors, to be honest with you, Coach.
Well, it's a fascinating topic because this tournament obviously means so much to this community in particular and to so many summer baseball franchises out there like yours. I mean, you play in a collegiate league in California that's outstanding. You know, you've been able to keep that league strong, and there are some very good teams in that league. We just need to see more of it, you know. We need to see more of that kind of quality coming here to Wichita in August.
Well, they in fact, my league gets mad at me that I go to Wichita, but also it's always been part of our mission statement is to go to the NBC. Now the newer teams come in, they haven't been here. They didn't see it when Larry was running it and, you know, 48 teams and 56 teams and 900 ball players in town, hotels packed. They didn't see all that. So they don't know about that. And the luster is gone. And they're going to have to do something about it or move the NBC to a different place.
Yeah, because I think everything.
They
I
don't
think
have
everything
has here.
And Bill, when you have your meeting, and again, there's no one to blame for this. It's just kind of accumulated over time.
No.
But I think when this meeting is held, I think everything has to be on the table, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not shy, Bob. Bob, I love the NBC. The NBC elected me into their Hall of Fame on the year that my mom died. I mean, in the week my mom died. I mean, the NBC is part of me. It's part of my heart. I've seen it. I've seen the things that were rocking and rolling in the 90s. You saw all the other stuff. But I saw it there. I saw the Team USA came and the Mexican team. The Taiwanese national team came here. We lost to them in the final, right? I mean, it was great. And now, you know, because of COVID and because of the change in society. Society has changed radically in the last 3 years. I mean, yeah, there are things that need to be addressed. I'd love to have you come to that meeting. I mean, that luncheon. I hope I'm not speaking out of school here about it, making it public, but because you don't come anymore very much. I mean, how many other people don't that were fans and diehard fans? First of all, the NBC doesn't have a permanent home.
Right.
I think that's an issue.
Well, I'll be out there Thursday for sure, and I hope I get to see you guys play. I know you play tonight, 8:30 at X Stadium against the Denver Cougars. Bill Pintard has been our guest from the Santa Barbara Foresters. Bill, thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing you Thursday, Bob. Come say hi, please.
All right.
And I'll see you in the championship. Give you that trophy.
Thank you, sir. I hope so. Boy, I like that.
Take care,
right,
Bill.
Buddy. I'll see you guys later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.